Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. Hey, it's Saturday, December 1st, 2012. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it, and I know it's been a little while since I've done an audio boo, you know. This November kind of got away from me a little bit. But it turns out that it wasn't really that big of a deal in the market, right? Kind of went back and forth, and we ended up kind of back where we started. Things look a little brighter, though. Anyways, I was in Vegas for a while and took some time off of work. And then there was Thanksgiving, and then I was kind of a little under the weather. I was trying to blog a little bit, but not even doing a great job at that the past month. But hey, I'm back, and I'm bullish. As you know, I think I said in the last audio boo, towards the end of October, I got excited about the market again and got out of cash. And initially, it looked like a good idea, and then the election happened, and the market went straight down right after the election, and now it's kind of bounced back. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, my views on the market. I know if you read the blog, you know I've been talking about it, or writing about it anyways. And I'm going to talk about that. I don't know. We'll see. I'm just going to kind of meander around today because I am out walking the dog on a wet and rainy Saturday night here in Sacramento. I've been watching football all day. Watched Alabama win a pretty exciting game over Georgia. I can't believe the way that game ended, right? I'm kind of pulling for Alabama. I don't have any money on them this year, not like last year. But I don't know, just kind of nice to see Alabama. Kind of up at the top, they had a little rough stretch for a while. Anyways, the stock market. Here's my thought is I'm bullish. I'm back in the market. I'm in the market with beta. I've got NASDAQ 100 kinds of things. I've got small caps. And my thought is, well, first of all, right now we're at the kind of the end of the month, beginning of the month strength. Typically we see at the beginning of the month as money goes into 401k plans. Historically, the market's bullish this time of year. You know, the market seasonality, sell in May and buy back in November or thereabouts. We're kind of back in that period. So really, despite the news headlines, which are crazy, and they change from day to day, if not hour to hour. I'm just going to kind of ride the historical trend of the market. The market got really oversold, I thought. And even when I bought in October, I thought it was oversold. And we went up and went back down. And at first, some of my trades looked like losers. But, you know, you got to be a little patient. I think it depends on people's time frames, I guess. My time frame a little longer than day traders. But I'm kind of in for now. And I haven't even done any tax selling. I mean, with the fiscal cliff coming up and potential higher tax rates coming, I really haven't thought about that too much. I'm just kind of, I don't like to base my investments on taxes. I know you want to do tax planning and be prudent with some of the tax laws to kind of minimize and shift and move things into the future or do whatever you need to do. But I think the main thing is, you know, making money. Even if you have to pay taxes on it, you still want to make money. At least that's my point of view. So anyways, that's what I'm doing. I'm bullish. So now taking a look at the market the past week, it's kind of up and down. I was actually in a training class this week. So yeah, not only have I been a little under the weather in Vegas, taking time off from work, Thanksgiving, I actually was in a training class. So I've kind of been away from the office and away from a lot of the media, but I did pay enough attention to see kind of a little circus about the fiscal cliff. We saw Harry Reid and President Obama and John Boehner and, I don't know, probably a bunch of other people. They come out and they make comments like, we're close to a deal, we're not close to a deal. It's going to happen, it's not going to happen. I think the comments I saw yesterday was hilarious from Boehner saying, like, we've hardly made any progress at all. I wouldn't even call it progress, right? It's just no progress whatsoever. So you kind of wonder, you know, gut feeling if the fiscal cliff is going to happen, if we are really going to see taxes go up on everyone, right? Just back to the Bush era rates, or the Clinton era rates, I should say, right? Before the Bush tax cuts. You kind of wonder if that's indeed where we're headed. I still think the most likely scenario is that some kind of deal gets done. And I think that's what the market thinks too. I think that it's looking at it and saying, you know, they're going to make a deal to where they raise taxes on the rich and don't raise taxes on the middle class. The only thing I could see on the middle class is maybe that 2% of the payroll tax, that being restored. Because, you know, the whole social security system is underfunded, and I'm not sure it's a great idea to, you know, be cutting payroll taxes on that system. But, you know, not that I agree with the system. I'd rather have a private investment account, but it is what it is. And if we're going to have it, it's got to be funded, right? Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see if they end up raising taxes on the rich. I think one of the interesting things is the dividends and capital gains. You know, how is that going to be treated? Are they going to treat it differently for rich folks versus the middle income and poor folks? You know, poor folks probably don't have too much of that, but I would think middle income or upper middle income and rich folks, they're going to be concerned about tax rates on dividends and tax rates on capital gains. That's something that's going to cause them to rearrange their portfolios to not get smacked with a tax rate that's at their income tax rate, which could be as high as, you know, 39% plus a Obamacare tax of 3.8, so up to 44%. I mean, at that point, I think they just invest in growth and leave the dividends to, you know, people who have the stocks in the 401k plans or something like that. Right. So there's that. Gosh, I think that's all I really wanted to talk about other than the football games today, the BCS championship games. Oh my gosh. It's hard to believe football season winding down. I was even looking at, I took some over-unders on the year at the beginning of the year on some of the NFL teams on their total number of wins, and I'm hitting all of them. That's nice, right? I'm hitting all of them. Of course, the Dolphins are close. I did go under on 7.5 on the Dolphins' total number of wins. And they got two games with New England and one game with the Niners, and if they lose them all, I think I got that one. But they also play Buffalo and Jacksonville, so we'll see. Under on the Eagles, that was to me a no-brainer. And I think I have over on the Falcons and I think the Niners. I'm not sure. Anyways, I have to take a look. I got a big stack of tickets on my desk. But other than that, yeah, football season winding down. It's December. Holiday shopping. I don't know. How are you doing your holiday shopping this year? I'm on Amazon. I go on Amazon every day. I do their lightning deals. Of course, I end up mostly buying stuff for myself, right? Merry Christmas to me. I haven't really done too much shopping for other folks. But I probably will, and I don't really plan on setting foot in a mall this year. I think I'm doing all my shopping via Amazon, and I do the Amazon Prime. I'm a Prime member, so, you know, whatever I order, it's like within a day or two, it's on my porch. So I kind of like that. Other than that, I do notice that the restaurants are crowded. You know, I was talking about the BJ's indicator, the Cheesecake Factory indicator. How are the lines at those places? And they seem pretty robust. Seems like there's a lot of crowds out at the diners. And also at the casino. I spent a lot of time at the Indian Casino, and in addition to Las Vegas. And those are both very crowded right now. So you wonder if folks are actually doing a little bit better than we think. Anyways, hey, I'm going to cut it short. It's kind of raining here. I think I'm going to wrap up this dog walk real quick here. I think she's done what she needs to do. And therefore, that means I've done what I need to do. And I'm going to go back and see if Wisconsin is in the 50 points now against Nebraska. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. And thanks for listening. See ya.